Both Eastern and Midwestern Republicans wonder just how it is you get so many Republican and Democratic votes. Are you a staunch Republican?
I think that I am. I think our people perhaps are a little less party-minded out in the West than they are in the East and the Middle West. But Republicans in our part of the country think the same and act very much the same as they do in other parts of it. We have Republicans out there who would like to turn the clock back if they could, but I don't happen to be one of those. I believe that this country was built on faith and not on fear. And I believe that if we have faith in our institutions, we can believe that there isn't any problem before the American people that cannot be solved by our system. It's the greatest system that's ever been devised by man. But I believe that some of these people who use the word socialism very lightly these days and very often are unable to distinguish between socialism and social progress. You spoke of the speech that I made last night at Boston. In preparing that speech, I found a little expression of Abraham Lincoln that reminded me of such people. He spoke of a type of thinking that could not distinguish between a horse chestnut and a chestnut horse. Well, I'm of the opinion, Mr. Rogers, that if we keep it on a high plane, if we talk about principles rather than personalities, if we keep out the acrimony, that it will be strengthening rather than to be weakening to the party. Personally, I have tried to do that. I have talked only about principles. I have never mentioned an opponent.
Do you think that on principle, that the division between the so-called Middle Western group of Republicans, the nationalist group, and the so-called internationalist group, do you think that division is irreconcilable? Do you think that whichever one loses in the contest, that there will be some defections from the ticket or from the party on the other group?
Well, I think always where you have a sharp line of demarcation on on matters of principle, you find some defections. Now, whether they can reconcile themselves at the convention or subsequently thereto is a question that could not be answered at the present time, in my opinion.
In your opinion, sir, the Republican Party or the protest group this time has a fair chance now of presenting a united party in November, whomever wins the nomination?
Yes, I would think that they have a much better chance of doing that than the incumbent administration.
What's your opinion of the one single thing that will pull the Republicans together? The one factor that will make them all vote Republican and not split?
Well, I don't know that there is any one factor. I believe it's the philosophy of our party. I believe it's the realization of the need for reorganizing our government, for streamlining it, for cutting out all of the dead wood, for reestablishing integrity throughout the government.
Well, that's more or less Mr. Huey's theory of a protest group, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't believe so. I believe those represent sound, fundamental principles.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just a protest group, I think. I think we would be before that, whether we were in or out of office. I'm of the opinion, Mr. Huey, that the Republicans cannot win just on a negative campaign. I believe that we cannot win just by pointing out the mistakes of the Democrats. You see, we haven't been in power for 20 years, and the people of America are going to want to know what we propose to do, and I believe that we ought to meet every problem of American life head on.
Could you point up briefly, sir, some of the issues, some of the points in your platform which are not duplications of the Democratic platform?
Well, yes, I just mentioned some of them just a few moments ago. I believe that we must reorganize our government. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that the Democrats can say that they have tried to accomplish that result.
I think they will say it.
Yes, well, that may be, but I don't believe that the fact will support it. I believe that we have to make another approach to our finances in government. And in that, we would be very much different from the Democratic Party. I don't believe that we can continue to travel the road to insolvency by piling up a national debt year after year in time of peace. There's always a day of reckoning, and I believe that we have to do that. I believe that we can, and that we must restore integrity in government and the confidence of people in the integrity of their government. Because of this administration being 20 years of age and all of these weaknesses developing in it at this particular time, I believe it's apparent to the average person that they do not have the resiliency to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and do that thing. And
Governor,
of course, sir, I hadn't finished, but if you want me to go on to something else, I'd be glad to do it, Mr. Huey.
Thank you, sir. I did want to make just this point. Is it fair to say that your criticism of the present government is a criticism just of management and not a criticism of any theory of government?
Oh, on the contrary, I want to say to you that I'm thoroughly out of sympathy and always have been with the efforts of this administration, and I refer to it as the 20-year administration, of centralizing all administrative power in Washington. I believe that they have weakened our institutions. I believe that they have detracted from the efficiency and the importance of both state and local government.
Specifically, what do you have in mind, sir?
Well, I mean simply this. Every program that the federal government initiates, that is both a federal, state, and local
county,
participation program, the intent on their part is always to centralize the administration of the entire program in Washington, D.C. And when we do that, we're taking away from state and local government the responsibility of functioning, and we're weakening our democratic processes. Now, on the contrary, I'm of the opinion that in such programs we ought to put as much of the administrative power as we possibly can in the states and in the local communities, and only do so much at Washington as is necessary to see that the purposes of the program are carried out and that the finances of the federal government are protected. And that, to me, is a fundamental principle. I believe that if we could turn the tide in that respect, it would have a great deal to do with the future of our country, and it would ensure preserving the spirit of our institutions as well as the form. Because if we ever take away from the people in their own home communities and in their states the responsibility for administering the affairs of government and transfer it to Washington, we are destroying the spirit of our institutions and maintaining the form, which many countries have done to their great sorrow in years gone by.
Governor, I have, as a final question, sir, I'm sure that our audience would like to have your prediction as to how much strength you believe you will have at the Republican National Convention.
Well, I'm not a predictor as a rule, but I'll be very frank with you. I'm entered in three primaries. I entered in the Wisconsin primary. I got 6 votes from Wisconsin. I'm entered in the Oregon primary. The election is the 16th of May. I don't know what the outcome of that will be. The third one I'm entered in is my own state of California that has 70 votes.
And you expect to do pretty well in California, I take it.
I will try. I think
Governor,
they will do all
Governor,
right.
It's been a great pleasure to have you tonight. And thank you.